What do Susan B. Anthony, Alexander Graham Bell, Emily Dickinson, Frederick Douglass, Amelia Earhart, Helen Keller, Leonard Nimoy, Elizabeth Taylor, Sylvia Plath, Dr. Seuss, Sojourner Truth, and Kurt Vonnegut all have in common? They have all impacted the historical fabric of the Pioneer Valley in Massachusetts. The Academy of Music Theater in Northampton, Massachusetts will present the Valley Letters Project live on stage, a new series celebrating the art of letter writing and its connection to the region's history. The evening will feature letters by historic people of note connected to the Western Massachusetts Pioneer Valley region, read aloud by contemporary people of note who are currently impacting the Western Massachusetts and Pioneer Valley landscape. The event, taking place on Saturday, March 10th at 7:30 p.m., is a fundraiser for the Academy of Music Theater. Here to tell us more are Academy of Music Theater's Development and Marketing Manager Emily Currow and Linda McInerney, the Artistic Director of Eggtooth Productions and Academy of Music Theater Board Member. Welcome to you both. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
My pleasure. Emily, we'll begin with you. Tell us a little bit more about the event, where the concept came from, how long it's taken to put it together, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. This project has been going on for about a year and a half, if you can believe it. I think Linda can probably speak to the amount of time and effort that's gone into this on everyone's end. So this came about, Deborah J. Anthony, the executive director of Academy of Music, she ran across an event actually produced in London called Letters Live. And we really were interested by this event. We thought we could do something really cool with it and similar in our area. So we decided to craft this event together. We wanted to do a project that was really specific to our area and that celebrated the art of letter writing and storytelling that met our programmatic commitment to spoken word. Other events that include spoken word that we've produced over the last 4 years include our Story Slam, which Deborah also produces. We also have the Moth Main Stage coming every year, so spoken word is something that we really focus on. And we really wanted to select the right people and provide a glimpse into their everyday lives. So we started doing research. We worked with special collections at the five colleges, family estates to research all of this. And we came up with a great list of people. Linda, who joins us on the other line, will be reading a letter by Angene Lyman, who is actually the sister of H.R. Lyman, who created and built the Academy of Music Theater.
Cool.
Yeah, so there's some really interesting little connections here. You know, I did a lot of the research for this project, and I learned so much. You know, letters are our physical history. It's something that you can see and touch and smell. And I did this research. I saw original pieces of letters from people like Amelia Earhart and Sojourner Truth. And I started to feel really connected to them and to our area. And it kind of reminded me what letter writing is all about in this age of technology. And I'd love to talk a little bit about that with you, Linda.
Great.
You know, we are living in a world that is fast, that goes by at the flick of a swish of a phone and the click of a mouse. And we kind of wanted to remind our audiences to slow down a little and to connect and maybe write a note to your neighbor or your mother or your sister. How do you feel about that, Linda? Were you excited when we asked you to participate in this project?
I was so delighted. Yeah, I'm really delighted to be a part of this. And just to offer you a little piece of information that you might not know, Emily, the original seed for this project came from a fellow board member named Stuart Meir, who was the first person who had heard of the letter writing project and shared it with Deborah, who then took the ball and ran with it in her brilliant way. So yes, we are moving at the speed of light. It's really true. And so much is being lost in the process. And I just love this opportunity to look at some of the many, many game changers throughout history who have had such a powerful impact on our little community, on our little valley. And they've had an impact on us and our town, but much more, you know, an impact on civilization, really. It's amazing. And and I think it is an opportunity for audiences and participants to just experience what that slower pace of life was like. And, you know, there are ways that we can sort of put down our phones and unplug for a minute to smell the roses and read the letters. I really agree with you.
And a really big thing for us as we researched these letters, as I mentioned, was, you know, not trying to find so much of the traditional letter. For example, President Calvin Coolidge writing, you know, to his Congress. Mm. That wasn't what we were looking for. Mm-hmm. We were looking for letters that really showed their personal lives and how they interacted with their family members and people they felt closest with, because that really provides the more detailed type of letter we were looking to find.
And I feel so grateful that you found such a delightful letter for me to read, my letter from Mrs. Lyman to Anne Jean Lyman on November 15th, 1829. It's such a delight to work on this. She's being a bit scolding. She's being a bit parental. And trying to guide her daughter to step away. It's actually really funny. It's to step away from materialism and to step away from being so interested in what she's wearing and how it fits into the fashion of the time and pay more attention to the deeper things and the inner life that she has. So, because that will have more meaning and more impact as she becomes a grown-up. It's really great. She's very funny about it, too.
Yes, a lot of these letters are hysterical, actually. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're so excited to hear them come to life. On March 10th, we've invited a really amazing slew of individuals to help us present these letters. People like Linda, who we have on the line with us. Mm-hmm. You know, Linda has a great, deep connection to the Pioneer Valley and to the Academy of Music, and we couldn't have thought of a better person to read Mrs. Anne Jean Lyman. We have Daniel Jones, editor of New York Times Modern Love column, playing with us. We have Richard.
One of my favorites, by the way.
Yes.
So great. Who doesn't love Modern Love, right?
We're so excited. You know, we have Richard Michelson reading a letter by Leonard Nimoy. The two were longtime friends and supporters of each other artistically. So that also felt like a really obvious choice for us. We have Mayor.
Right, and I don't think many people know about Leonard Nimoy and his really accomplished artistic abilities. He was a brilliant photographer. I don't think most people know that.
And Richard.
Do you want to mention that, Emily?
Absolutely. Richard really focused on kind of bolstering Nimoy and his artistic and photography skills. He had several installments and shows at the R. Michelson Gallery in downtown Northampton. He participated in a very large photography project where he photographed people from all over the Pioneer Valley. It was a very interesting thing. You can definitely look it up and find out a little more about it. We have the Northampton mayor, Mr. David Narkowitz, playing with us, reading a letter from Calvin Coolidge.
He's a very good sport.
Yes, he is. And, you know, not many people know that Calvin Coolidge also was a local to this area. He graduated from Amherst College. He opened up his own law office in Northampton and then worked his way up the Massachusetts political ladder to become governor. So that's really cool. And one of my favorite guests we'll have with us on the 10th is Nanette Vonnegut, reading a letter by her father. So we have so many people willing to come out and play with us for this fundraiser. I'll say that again. It's a fundraiser for the Academy of Music, our historic building. We couldn't do it, you know, without the help of the public and our community. So we really hope you'll come on by and join us. We have a silent auction that's also going to be going on that evening. Lots of great donations from all over the Berkshires and the Pioneer Valley. Linda, I don't know if you know this yet, but a lot of our auction packages are literary themed. So we have...
Oh, I don't know that.
Yes, it's exciting. We have, for example, the Emily Dickinson package, where we've had the museum donate a tour and passes for the day. And we've partnered with the Lord Jeffrey Inn for a breakfast and an overnight for that package as well. Some of the other people that are donating include Broadside Books, the Clark Art Institute, the Dr. Seuss Museum, Holyoke Children's Museum, the Mark Twain House in Hartford, Massachusetts Review, Whoop, doggy. So we have a lot of people playing with us for our auction as well. We really are proud of this project. It's been a long time coming, and we can't wait to share it with everyone.
Wonderful thing. And I don't even know if everyone out there knows how the Academy of Music has just blossomed into one of the most beautiful and populated opera houses in the country. It's gone through some recent renovations in the past several years, mm-hmm. and it is just exquisite now. And I just also love how so many events are taking place. I mean, every single weekend, there is something new and exciting happening at the Academy of Music. World-class performers and amazing local talent, as well as events that have been produced by the Academy. It's just an amazing place now. We're so lucky to have it in our community.
The Valley Letters Project Live on Stage fundraising event for the Academy of Music Theater will take place this coming Saturday, March 10th at 7:30 p.m. Emily, where you mentioned that Nanette Vonnegut is reading a letter from her father and Richard is reading Leonard Nimoy's letter, they were friends, where the connections weren't so obvious. How was the reader paired with the letter? Who decided that kind of thing?
So Deborah was really responsible for most of the casting in this, and she just did an amazing job. Her choices are stellar. When something wasn't so obvious, we would kind of look to the physique, perhaps, of someone, or, you know, their profession perhaps matched up a little bit, or their personal characteristics. For example, Joan Holliday from WRSI, one of our favorites, is reading a letter by Elizabeth Taylor, and we felt their personalities just clicked, and that was an obvious choice for us. But Deborah did so much hard work getting the right people reading the right letters, and it's going to make the night so special.
Linda, how have you prepared to read your letter?
Well, my background is in acting, so mm-hmm. This is really fun for me to I'm actually looking at the letter right now, is to break it down and just really try and understand. Some of it is a bit flowery, so to really get at the humanity of what Mrs. Lyman was trying to get at, and the subtext and how to communicate what's underneath the phrasings that she's using to her daughter. So it's just breaking it down in a sort of actorly kind of a way. And then I want to just kind of throw that away and just have some fun reading it aloud. It's just been fun. There's not a lot of work involved, just a little bit of research and just a little bit of, you know, making it listenable for an audience.
Yeah, and that's important, listenable. We also have written introductions for each letter that will give a bit of background history, the dates, explain the connection between the two people in discussion in the letter, and those will really help to kind of guide our night along, and those will be read by Deborah herself on the night of. So that's fun.
It's going to be just really special.
It's
really, really special.
It's
and
going
so
to be
specific
great.
To
yes,
the area.
So specific, and that's what's really great about it. So we hope you all come out and join us.
The Valley Letters Project Live on Stage fundraising event for the Academy of Music Theater will take place this coming Saturday, March 10th at 7:30 p.m. To learn more, visit aomtheater.com. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Emily and Linda, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah. It was really fun to talk to you. Thanks.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.